أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون أولئك أصحاب الجنة خالدين فيها جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. Like we have seen throughout the Quran Kareem, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers, the vices of the disbelievers, their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc., and then the consequences, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the believers and their firmness in their belief in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the results of it. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Certainly those people who have said, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, our Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only did they say it once or twice, but ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, they remained steadfast on it. In other words, they continued for their entire life with this belief, the conviction that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Its result will be that on the day of Qiyamah, they will have absolutely no khawf, they will have absolutely no fear. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, and no would they grieve. Fear a person has for something of the future, and grief is something of the past. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them the firmness in their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will console them. Allah will grant them the ni'mats of Jannat, so they will have absolutely no khawf. The life in this world that had passed was a life in the obedience of Allah, a life of submission, of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they would not grieve of even spending a single second in this world in the disobedience of Allah or in any form of ghaflat, etc. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. Those are the people of Jannah, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, they will remain in it forever. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. So they didn't only say that the Rabb is Allah and they left it to that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it will be a recompense because of what they had done. In other words, their actions also showed it, that they were fully compliant, submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They made Allah's ibadat in a proper way. Every action and every deed of theirs showed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives another command, a very firm command. And Allah says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. And we, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has commanded, has ordered insan with regards to their parents to be good, to be kind to them. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows the very, very important aspect of our deen, our iman, our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whilst Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made parents the outward means for one to come into this world, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this command. We've discussed this before, that in the Quran, in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there has never been an occasion where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to be just to our parents, but the command is always of ihsan, always to do good, because we can never be just, we can never repay them. So we continuously and continually be good to them. حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا. Here particularly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the mother, that his mother bore him with pain. She carried him in her womb with a great amount of difficulty, a great amount of pain. وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا. And at the time when she had given birth to him, she gave birth to him also with pain, with difficulty, with inconveniences, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here shows that Her difficulties were untold. She had never complained to anyone. So one owes it to one's mother that one is good to her, kind to her. In the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about obedience to the mother. 3 times it is mentioned. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the father. Here also, if you look at the methodology of this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions mother and father in walidayn, in other words, parents. So mother is mentioned once, father is mentioned once. Thereafter Allah says, حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ kurha. The mother bore him with pain, she carried him with pain. So the second time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the mother. And then Allah says, وَوَضَعَتْهُ kurha. She delivered him, she gave birth to him in pain. So the third time Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala makes mention of her. So Allah Rabbul Izzat shows that there needs to be a great deal of ihsan, a great deal of compassion, a great deal of kindness to one's mother. حَمَلَتْهُ وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 shahra. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he didn't stop at childbirth, but he continued. And Allah says, she carried him, she bore him, and then she weaned him in a period of 30 months. So the ulama Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who concluded on this ayah that the minimum period that a woman would carry a child, in other words, she will be pregnant, the minimum period of pregnancy will be that of 6 months, and the maximum period of breastfeeding a child will be that of 24 months. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the sum total of 30 months. But of course, it was not only 30 months. It was far more than that, that a mother cared for the child, and that is continuous. But here Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala wants to show us another way of repayment and another way of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hatta idha balagha ashudda, until he reaches his full strength. In other words, his physical maturity, his emotional maturity, his spiritual maturity. Ulama have stated between the ages of 33 and 40, this is developed. But here Allah says, وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ sana, that in the most case scenario, many would have reached the stage of total strength in a period of 40 years. At that time, and not only at that time, but he works towards it, and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي. The dua he makes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, O my Rabb, grant me أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ. That number one, I make shukr, I appreciate your ni'mat that you have bestowed upon me, not only upon me, وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ, but upon my parents also. So here, that person continuously makes dua for himself, he makes dua for his parents. Like in the ayat of Surah Bani Israel, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. O Allah, have mercy upon them, like how they had mercy upon me when I was a little child. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us another dua, that Allah had blessed them with iman, Allah had blessed them with many ni'mats. So we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَى, and that I practice such deeds that you are pleased with. First, the dua of shukr, because if we do not make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will never be able to appreciate any other ni'mat, and no other action will actually be of a state that will be acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي, and then it then transfers to one's offspring, and O Allah, reform me, rectify me in so far as my children are concerned. In other words, O Allah, make them also repentant, make them also good and obedient to you. Inni tubutu ilayk, O Allah, I make tawbah to you. Wa inni min al muslimin, and O Allah, I am from amongst those that have submitted. The reward of such a dua and such appreciation to Allah, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَتَقَبَّلُ عَنْهُمْ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا, those are the people that we will accept from them better than what they have done. In other words, the recompense that Allah Rabbul Izzat will grant will be far more than what they have done. وَنَتَجَاوَزُ عَنْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ, and we will overlook, we will oversee, we will forgive their sins, fi ashabil jannah, and of course we will enter them amongst the people of Jannah. Wa'ada siddiqil ladhi kanu yu'adun, and this is the true promise which was made to them. And in this way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala draws the synopsis of the entire life of a human being in the obedience of Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.